Hello, everyone. Coming up, fall tour continues in Alberta, ARPA merch, provincial youth convention, and the BC election. It is Wednesday, October 21st, and this is Quick Updates. Now, fall tour continues this week in Alberta, but first, I want to highlight ARPA's merch store. In the Canadian National Anthem, we find the prayer, "God keep our land glorious and free." ARPA Canada is proud to present to you our new line of quality-themed merchandise based on this motto. Available only until October 28th, that's just 7 more days, so go to store.arpacanada.ca. Now, back over to Mark and Andre in Alberta.
Hey, Colin. We are really enjoying our time here in Alberta. Had a good event in Barrhead and then last night in Edmonton. Now we're on to Pinoca and then Coldell. And really looking forward to seeing all of you Albertans at those presentations.
Yeah, it's really, really cold here, but we're receiving a really warm reception from Albertans. So thank you so much, Alberta. If you are unable to attend in person at any of the 4 Alberta locations, please do register for our live stream. And you can take in our live presentation on Thursday night at Coldale. So just register for that and you can watch in the comfort and warmth of your own home. And for our BC viewers, there's also live stream available for you on Friday night, live from Alder Grove.
That's right, and we're really hoping to get sponsored here by Bass Pro Shops, just like the cool guys from Dude Perfect.
Dude Perfect.
So if you're watching Bass Pro, just contact us.
Back to you, Colin.
Thanks, guys. Over to Ed.
Hey, thanks, Colin. Well, just fresh off of a youth convention hosted up here in Barrhead and Nearlandia. Kudos to the Northern Alberta ARPA chapter and the Covenant Canadian Reformed School Club in Nearlandia for hosting and organizing youth clubs and school clubs across Alberta and in British Columbia. And the theme of the conference was being a salt and a light in the public square. I want to share 3 highlights with you. First of all, Peace River MLA Dan Williams spoke to the students about the moral imperative of youth in politics, and he encouraged them to be true to their convictions even when we get the message as Christians that we seem to be on the wrong side of history. Secondly, the school clubs and the youth groups could collaborate, could meet together in a workshop and plan their entire school year, their political action game plan for the entire school year. And finally, they could come right here off of Highway 769 between Barrhead and Nearlandia and set up these hay bales and these crosses, which represent the number of preborn children lost to abortion in Canada each year. So a very encouraging weekend. Be inspired, folks. Let's be thankful for the zeal in our youth to represent Jesus Christ in the public square. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Ed. And the BC election campaign is in its final days.
Hi, everyone. I'm here in BC, and we're just reaching the end of the BC election. So this Saturday is the final voting day, and ARPA has created this handy little voting guide if you haven't already voted. We've compared where the parties stand on various issues that are important to ARPA and important to Reformed Christians. So if you haven't voted, I encourage you to check this out on ARPA's website. But I also encourage you to always look to see who your local candidates are. There can be some really good Christian or pro-life candidates within various different political parties, and not all parties are running a candidate in every riding. So before you go vote, try to find a little bit about the local candidates that are in your particular riding. And then vote on this Saturday, October 24th. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Levi. That is it for Quick Updates for this week. Thanks to you for watching. Please do like, share, and subscribe. And we'll see you next time.